Yeah, it's good 3 points for us. You know, we know that at this stage of the season, whoever you're going to play is going to be a tough game. You know, everyone's fighting for their lives down at the bottom. Everyone's got something to play for. And I felt that watching the game, it didn't appear to be that the Fulham's need was greater than ours. You know, we wanted to win that game today, and we actually managed to do that in the end.
You've given Harry Kane 3 Premier League starts, and he's given you 3 goals.
Yeah, not great. You know, and he needs to pull his finger out. No, I'm pleased for him. I always knew that he was good enough to play, and he knew that he would get the opportunity if he showed me on a training field what he could do. So I've thrown him in there, and he's not let anyone down, and he deserves all the backing he gets.
That is a credit to you to bring him into the team. And what is it that you saw in him?
He can score goals. I know he's got a level head. He's only a boy, you know, but he plays like an experienced campaigner. You know, he knows when to speed the game up, knows when to slow it down, and he can score. But I knew he could do that. I knew he could do that at youth level and development level, and I recognise that he could do that when he needs to step up and play in the Premier League. And you know, I think he's shown that to everyone now.
Another bright star that we're seeing more and more of now is Christian Eriksen. He seems to be central to everything for Tottenham, and I know he's talked about your influence on his game.
Yeah, I like Christian. You know, what I like about him is the application. During the week, you know, I have to drag him off the training field. You know, he wants to improve himself all of the time, and he shows that when he's on the main stage. You know, because he's in front of 35,000 people here today, he excites them. You know, and he makes them happy, and he sends them away pleased.
Still enjoying where you are at the moment, too. You've had a good day. I had a few good days recently, but you're in a difficult situation with sort of uncertainty around your position. How are you enjoying the job still?
Well, I've been in it 5.5 months or something. That uncertainty's never gone away. You know, so everyone's always asked me, like, you guys, you know, you're doing your job, and they've always asked me the same questions, you know, and I'm continuing to give you the same answers. I'm just trying to prepare the team throughout the week, and hopefully they can win as many games as possible.
Would it be worth
making a case for yourself if you consider, if you win your last 3 games, you've got the same number of points that Spurs got last year with Gareth Bale? That would be something you could make a case for yourself with to the board.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm making a case for myself anyway. I think we've done very well. You know, I think it's like you say, it's a massive loss. Gareth Bale is one of the best players in the world. You know, and we see what he's doing now at Real Madrid, and he done it here last year. He won 8 games for this club. You know, so it is good for that. But we've got some new players, and they will all benefit from this season they're having in the Premier League, and will improve going onwards. But them decisions, whether I stay or whether I go, are ones what I can't answer.